So I want to return to, a little bit, going to return to the topic we spoke about a little bit, which was Chiyuv Mizonos. But we'll come out in understanding here the beginning of the seventh parak. So we have the Mishnah. Everyone's up. What are you guys up to? Ariel and Matthew?
Ein Ambiz.
Okay, perfect. So the Mishnah has the case of a person with Madir, his wife. She can't benefit from something from him. And the Rishonim all assume here, and clearly the Gemara assumes that the neder is only going on mizonos, that you can't benefit from his food, or maybe his other nechasim, but it's not referring to tashmish amita and see Rashi and Tosos and the other Rishonim right at the beginning of the parak and discuss why and how we know that Hamishnah is not talking about tashmish. So we're talking about mizonos, and the Gemara is bothered that there's a chiyuv mizonos, as we've spoken about. The Gemara asked the first line of the Gemara, v'kevish demeshubad la hechi masi madir la. So he's meshubad, he is obligated to support her. So how can he make a neder that she can't benefit from what he has? Kol kamine demafkila l'shibuda. Does he have the right to be mafkia himself or her from his shibud or from her shibud that she deserves from him? And the Gemara goes on to quote from a Mishnah that implies that you a neder that is attempted to be made in a situation where you're chayiv to provide someone, you're meshubad to someone else. That neder is not chal. That's actually a Mishnah in Nedarim, but quoted earlier in the back in the last two prakim was quoted. I forgot the one from the Tzitzisha, but it was definitely quoted back in the Tess, and it came up earlier in the sixth parak as well, apparently, according to the Mizrach Hashas. So anyway, that's what the Gemara asks, and the Gemara ends up answering that Hachal Mayaskino, where he said, "See Maisiya Dayach b'Mizonosayach," where you said to her, "You work. You take care of yourself. I don't have to provide you mizonos anymore." And the Gemara seems to assume that works. Okay, details, I think next week we'll get into some of these details. Very fascinating, this Dvarim Gedolim, Dvarim Ketanim in the Gemara. What exactly are you chayev to provide? We'll leave that for next week. But somehow or another, if you say Tzi Ma'i Sedech Mizonos Ayach, you're coming in a situation where you're not obligated to support her anymore, and therefore the neder can be chal, which will lead to the situation of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that up to 30 days you have a parnas, you have some middleman take care of supporting her, and afterwards you, if you haven't taken it back yet, then you'll have to be motzir, you'll have to divorce. So the question the Rishonim, a bunch of the Rishonim, well, many of the Rishonim raise, is the following. We paskin, we spoke about this back in Perek Avot, that we paskin, we discussed whether mizonos daraisa, mizonos darabanan, mizonos and maisi adayim, there's a relationship between them. You have to provide mizonos, as we see here. See maisi adayim and mizonos ayach, that he could say to her, you just take your maisi adayim and I'm not going to provide mizonos. And we showed him all our bother that we paskin, if you remember from those sugyas, it's one sugya, we paskin like Rav Huna. And Rav Huna's opinion, it's actually quoted here in our Gemara, Rav Huna holds, I'm telling you to take root. There you go. So Rav Huna holds that a woman is allowed to say, "Eini nizonef ve'eini osa." A woman can say, "You know what? You don't have to provide for me. I'm not going to provide for you, and it's all good." And the Gemara we learned earlier back on Daf Nun Ches, I'm not mistaken, but the Gemara back on Nun Ches, and it's also the Rishonim talked about on Daf on Mem Zayin. But what comes out from Rav Huna is that the Iker Takana is Mizonos. The main thing in this deal is Mizonos, that the husband has to provide financial support for his wife, that she has food to eat, and therefore, if she says she doesn't want it, so then Maisi Adayim is just an outgrowth of that obligation, of that main obligation to provide Mizonos, and therefore, if she says, you know what, I don't want Mizonos, so Maisi Adayim also falls away. That's what comes out from Rav Huna, and that's what the Gemara paskins on Daf Kuf Zayin. So the question the Rashba asks already, source number one. The Rashba asks, if we hold like Rav Huna that Mizonos is Iker, how could a man ever say see Maisi Adayich with Mizonos Zayich? We just said the woman, since the main takana is Mizonos, so the woman is in control, she could say, you know what, I don't want Mizonos, and I won't give you my stem, but you know, you don't have to give Mizonos, and since the main thing is for her, she can pass it off. So how can the man come along here and say, see Maisi Adayim from Mizonos Sayach? How can the man say, you know what, you just take your Maisi Adayim and I will give you Mizonos, and it's a good deal? Chora, it doesn't work. Chora only works according to Reish Lakish, is the one who argues, who says that the Maisi Adayim is the Ikar Takana. So that's the Rashba's Kasha. It says, we say like Rav Huna, and you look at the second line there, Alma Mizone Ikar. So you see from Shitas Rav Huna that Mizonas is Ikar. The Eno Yachalomer, see Maisi Adayich, but Mizonas Ayich. Ma'ikal Meimar. How are you going to explain our Gemara? So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Any suggestions? Well, I take a bite of this brownie. So the simple answer, simple. It's a stretch, but the easiest answer is just say Anacharami. You're right. In our Gemara, it's just Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, who says back on Nun Ches Amud Beis, the religion of Reish Lakish holds that Maisi Adayim is Ikar, and therefore, since Maisi Adayim is Ikar, so a man can force his wife to, you know, he is in control of her Maisi Adayim, he can be Makdish the Maisi Adayim. Those are the sugis over there, and back on Nun Ches. So according to Reish Lakish, that's where we have this. But in the Chidam, according to Rav Huna, you can't say anything at all. And that's the Shita Mekubetzes in the Daik from Rashi in the Madura Kama. In Ksubis, there's an earlier edition of Rashi that's often quoted by the Shita. I think it's in the Daik of the Hadras, not in my Gemara, but the Shita often quotes it. And the Shita comments on a little bit of a cryptic Lashon, but the comments you see in source number 2, Mashma Milashono Zal, Zibahachi Nami Pligi. That the Machlokes Rav Huna and Reish Lakish played itself out over there in terms of the control, or whether a woman can say any nizonas v'any osa. According to Rav Huna, she can, because it's mainly for her. According to Reish Lakish, she can't. You can force her to do Maisi Adayim. So says the Gemara, never says this, but says the Shita Bidas Rashi in the Madura Kama. The Machlokes is also about this point. Just the flip. According to Rav Huna, he can't say anything. The Mizoni Ikir, Uman Damar, the Yachal Amar Tzi Maisi Adayich, and the one who says you can, namely Reish Lakish, that's the one who holds Kasavar Maisi Adeha Ikir. Vitzarech Letarets Shmeitzin Ali Bey. He says you have to say that the Sugya, I'm not sure if he means to say you have to say that the Sugya is like Reish Lakish, or you have to say that according to Rav Huna, you have a hard time understanding the Sugya. So according to Rav Huna, it's going to be hard to understand. According to Reish Lakish, it makes sense. Because you can't say Tzimai Tziyadak, but how are you going to understand it according to Rav Huna? So that's what the Rashi quotes from Madura Kama. Anybody have any issues with that? Anybody like that shot? Who points this out? The Ran. If you look in source number 5, the Ran says, if you source 5, 2 lines from the end of the Ran, He doesn't like this chat also. He says it's gotta be that the sugya is like Rav Huna. He says, but oh, the Allah, the ha, Amrinam Begemara, din Isa Lidra Rav Huna. The Gemara quotes like, oh, since Rav Huna says what he says, so you have a kasha. Now, it didn't have to be, I think you were start alluding to this. It doesn't, he's just proving a concept from Rav Huna, not necessarily saying the case is Rav Huna. What says the Ran, it's a little strange to say that all of a sudden we're not holding like, you're not saying Rav Huna.
It's not so crazy to say. Ultimately, Rav Huna Rav has to be consistent with the body of Mishnayos. So it would be very, very strange to say that Rav Huna Rav is fully on his bucket, not just in the balance of Mizoz and Makadayim, but also regarding this unrelated matter of whether you can say not to Mishnayos Omer. It would be very surprising if that was not Huna. Whereas you
right.
Probably assume that either we do or we don't, according to both opinions. And we can bring a Raya from one.
You can bring a Raya from Rav Huna to Reish Lakish. Yeah, that's the pasha. It's not a Raya Mukrachas, but the flow of the Gemara doesn't sound like we. Yeah, that's the Ran. That's like his third reason that he thinks this should be like Rav Huna. He says we pass it like Rav Huna. So same for the Gemara, that whole Sugya. Usually the Gemara deals a little bit Hilchasa. So it's another reason why we wouldn't say that. But conceptually, within this Mahalach, however, there's another problem. If it's really true that the one who says you could say Tzi Maisi Adayim Mizonosayich is Reish Lakish, who says that really Maisi Adayim is Ikar, so the man totally has the rights. So why does the Gemara start to give us a hard time about Safka and Lo Safka? mean, he's in charge. He can do whatever he wants. See, he says he does. The main takana was ma'asi yadayim. Chazal were mistaken. They wanted a woman to provide for her husband something, and then they were mistaken. According to this, they were mistaken mizonot also to match it up and make it even. But if he says, you know, I don't want if she does kind of something, I don't want any of this. So why does the Gemara say, well, hold on, it depends on safka, lo safka, if there's enough, there's not enough. If there's not enough, it says you can't say tzim ma'asi yadayim mizonot sayim. According to safka, you should be able to do whatever you want. So the Rash Bataka says this. The Rashi at the end of source number one, when he's just speaking out what he thinks is Shita's Reish Lakish, we'll get back to his Pshat Gemara. But if you look at the last, in the second to last line after the comma, in source one of Alamanda Amr Ma'asi Yadeha Iker, according to Reish Lakish, that Ma'asi Yadayim Iker, Yochel Hu Lo Marzi Ma'asi Yadayich, Bein Safka Bein Lo Safka, Lo Yitol Lo Klum Yoser. He can do whatever he wants. He can, even if it's not enough, he doesn't have to give her any more. So that's the Chora would have said the Das Reish Lakish, Ma'asi Yadayim Iker. So in the same way that she can say, Ainin Mizonos Veniosa, I don't want this whole thing. I don't want, drop the whole Mizonos on Ma'asi Yadayim. So for Reish Lakish, he can say, drop the whole thing. I don't want Ma'asi Yadayim. I'm not going to give Mizonos. And so it's over. I put in a request about this buzzing, but just didn't get taken care of yet. So anyway, so that's Lechora, a little bit of a difficulty in this Mahalach from the Rashi Madura Kama. However, Rashi does have this approach does have some support from a Tosfos back on Mem Zayin Mabez. I have put this one on the Marmakom, but you can also turn to Tosfos if you want. But in Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, he's discussing that. We discussed this sugi a little bit. I don't think we discussed this Tosfos, but we discussed the sugi over there where the Gemara talks about the different chiyuvim of the Baal to the wife and what corresponds to what. And in Dibur HaMaskel Tiknu Mizonos Takas Ma'asi Yadayim, right? And if you remember, the Gemara had to flip the order. Is it Mizonos Takas Ma'asi Yadayim? Is it Ma'asi Yadayim Takas Mizonos? Which one is it? But there Tosfos is discussing Shitas Reish Lakish. And if you look in the middle of the Tosfos, or if you want to file on the Marmar Komus page, right at the beginning of source number 3, but right in the middle of the Tosfos, Ulich Ora Lidi Dei, when he's talking about Shitas Reish Lakish, kind of halfway through and halfway to the line, Yochel Habaal Omer LeIshto Tzi Ma'asi Yadayich Mizonos Sayich Ba'af Agav Delo Safka. So he says, L'chori, you say, like we've just been saying, according to Reish Lakish, so she can say, he can say Tzi Ma'asi Yadayich Mizonos Sayich, even if there's not enough. Kevin Dekasaber De Ma'asi Yadeha Iker. The Takana Ma'asi Yadayich is the main Takana. Says Tosfos Aval E'ef Shalom Arkein, can't be. Kedemuchach Bereish Hamadir. He quotes from our Gemara, Uper Kamed Gin, is a similar Shach Vataria, to below Safka Chayev Lazuna. You see that if there's not enough, our Gemara says if there's not enough, you have to provide. But so, and he doesn't want to say that our Gemara is Daf Gravuna, he'd rather say the Gemara, he wants to say Fakuli Alma. But Sarach Lomar de Lomar Reish Lakish de Maisi Odeha Iker El Inyan She'ena Yechola Lomar Eini Nizonus Veini Osa. So we misunderstood the way you're presenting Reish Lakish until this point is not correct. It's not pshat that they wanted to be Masakin Ma'asi Yadayim. Like Chazal were so interested in having a woman provide some money for the family. Still, Chazal really wanted Mizonos to be provided to the woman. But what? They didn't want her to have, have the right to forego the Chiyuv Mizonos. So they said in a Lashon, in a little bit of an exaggerated Lashon, of Ma'asi Yadayim is Iker. Ma'asi Yadayim is Iker, so you don't have a right. You know, Rebbe said you don't have a right to forego your. You can't say any mizonos veini osa. And we want everyone to be, we want the woman to be working, we want the man to be providing mizonos. That's what they meant by ma'asi yadayim iker. Not that ma'asi yadayim was the starting point, and then therefore he has a right to ignore the whole thing. No, it's just le'inyan, the question of whether she can say any mizonos veini osa. That's how Tosfos says lehedya, and al karkach that must be the pshat in Rashi. As how in the Shita, how it would fit into our sugi to say it's Reish Lakish speaking. And according to Reish Lakish, we have a distinction, but according to Rav Huna, really, you have no right to say anything about Ma'asi Yadayich Mizonos Sayich because there's a full obligation to provide Mizonos no matter what. That's the first Mahalach in understanding is Ma'asi Yadayich Mizonos Sayich and how it fits in with our Gemara. So again, our Gemara is Machlokes Rav Huna Reish Lakish, whether you can even say Tzi Ma'asi Yadayim Mizonos Sayich, and you'll have to say our Gemara is Reish Lakish that says you can, with the caveat that Reish Lakish is not really to the extreme as we thought originally, but just limited to being able to say any Mizonos or any Osa, but not that you can completely stop the Chiyuv Mizonos. So that's mahalach number one. Mahalach number two in the sugya. Matthew, you look troubled. You're processing?
Yeah.
I'll take another cookie. I'll give you a second. You can say it again if you want.
The same masya ikur is like a very limited. It's almost like a
lop chop. According to Tosos. That's what Tosos says. Tosos Mem Zion. Tosos says that. Tosos number three. The initial reaction of Maisi Zion Iker, that was what really Chazal wanted to Masakin, like we saw in other things, in order to like ensure that it would be done properly, so they're Masakin Mizonos. Like, it wouldn't be fair for her to just provide and the husband not to have any obligation to his wife. Okay, so Chazal Masakin Mizonos. But really, it's about the Maisi Adayim. So, and it's all a takana for the husband then. So the husband can say, I don't want it. So we're saying, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is just that Chazal wanted it to be, everyone kind of, Chazal wanted to provide mizonos, Chazal wanted her to be Maisi Adayim, Chazal didn't want her to be able to say any mizonos, any yosa. But not that he has the right to say, no, that I'm not going to provide any mizonos.
But how is that translation of
Iker, in contrast to the other shita. The other shita is mizonos is so iker, so I can say any mizonos miniosa. You can't do that. Yeah. Okay, so mahalak number one. Now mahalak number two is the Rashba. And the Rishva and the Ran. They all say, if you look back at source number one, and it's also in source number five. But we'll read from the Rashba, the middle of the source on third line. V'yishlomar da'afilu l'ravuna yachalhu lomar tzi ma'isi yadayach mizonosayach. Against our assumption, it's not true that according to Ravuna you can't say tzi ma'isi yadayach mizonosayach. The e safka. According, you could if she makes enough from her job, so good. So you could say tzi ma'isi yadayach, take your income from your job, and I won't provide the e lo safka. And if not, yaspik hu mikiso, and then okay, fine. So he says it's not enough. So in chanami, he'll have to provide to get her to the amount that she needs. But in reality, he can say at least if she has enough money, you know, I'm not gonna give you. You don't have to give me any more ma'aseh dayim, and I'm not gonna give you any mizonos. Then he says the hainu demachshel kaman came panas lo mitaris below safka, and that's exactly our gemara. Gemara is like Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, we have this distinction between safka de lo safka, when you could say tzi ma'aseh dayim mizonosayich. That's the sheet of the Rashba, like I said, in the Ran in source number five, and the Ritva, we're gonna see a little bit later on. Let's hold off maybe in terms of understanding how that works. A little unclear, like if you have a chiyuv to provide mizonos, how could you ever get out of your chiyuv mizonos? But we'll come back to that. The third mahalach in the sugya is the Rambam. The Rambam seems kedarko bakodesh, seems to take a different route, and it needs a little more work in the Gemara, because the Rambam, we look at source number four. Says the Rambam, the O titnu chachamim. Shiyu ma'isi yadei ha'isha k'negen mizonoseh. So ma'isi yadayim k'negen mizonos. So they're like mizonos ikr, that's the lashon of ma'isi yadayim k'negen mizonos. Pidyona k'negen akilas peres nechaseha, we spoke about that. Kfurasa k'negen yirushaso, l'ksubasa, I think we may have touched on that. Lefichach says the Rambam, im amra ha'isha eini nizonos ve'eini osa, shomen la ve'ein kovin osa. So she has a right to say eini nizonos ve'eini osa. This is straight Rav Huna. Like we said before, she has the right to say, you know what, the ikur takan is mizonos, I don't want the mizonos, so I don't have to do the outgrowth, which is provide my tzedayim, and she has the right to do that. So now, the next line, you expect either to say, what if the other direction, see my tzedayim is mizonos sayich. So according to Rashi, so the next line would be, you can't say see my tzedayim is mizonos sayich, and according to the Rashba, you would say it depends on safka or the low safka. The Rambam comes a little bit of a different take. Says the Rambam, "Alim Amar, eini zanech, ve'eini notal klum mimaisi adaych." Says, "I'm not going to provide for you, But I'm not going to take anything from Ma'aseh Yadayim. In effect, see Ma'aseh Yadayim from Mizan Asayach. Ein Shom Lo. He doesn't have a right to do that. Shema Lo Yaspik La Ma'aseh Yadeha B'Mizan Oseha. Sorry, I should take that back. Just in terms of Rashi Shita. If it was Rashi, so then, if it was Rashi, according to Rav Huna, you can't say, okay, I was right. You see, you can't say Ti Ma'aseh Yadayim B'Mizan Oseha. So again, so the Rambam says, you can't do it. Why? Maybe there won't be enough. So that seems like a different take, because that seems like you can, but maybe there won't be enough. Right? So it's not that, according to Rashi, you just can't. You have no right to say, you have no right to say, I'm not going to provide mezonos. According to the Rashi, so you have a full right to do that. It just depends on whether there's enough or not. And it's totally fine. The Ram says, lehedya, that you could just go ahead and do that. The Ram says, you can't. Maybe, because maybe she won't make enough money. And since it's possible she won't make enough money, never enter such an agreement that see Ma'aseh Yadayim from Mizan Oseha. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi's is more fundamental. Because Rashi's saying is that Rashi says, since Mizonos is Iker, in Yachal Lomar see Ma'aseh Yadayim from Mizan Oseha. He has to provide mezonos. You can't tell me he could avoid providing mezonos. And it sounds like, yeah, maybe they'll say that, but it doesn't sound that way. And how's the Rambam going to read our, and okay, so what about our Gemara? So goes Maimon, he points out that the Chora, the Rambam is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara seems to say, if you have enough money, you can say Tzi Ma'aseh. If she makes enough, you can say Tzi Ma'aseh Yadayim from Mizan Oseha. If there's not enough, okay, then we're going to have issues. But if there is enough, it's not a problem to say Tzi Ma'aseh Yadayim from Mizan Oseha. The Gemara seems to have no issues with such an arrangement. So, how does the Rambam fit in? Again, he's not like Rashi, because he was like Rashi. Or you wouldn't say such a lashon of Shem Elu Yaspik. You just say you have no right to not provide Ma'aseh Yadayim. And it's hard to say, and how does he fit in with the Rashba? Because according to the Rashba, according to the Zash Rav Huna, if he's learning Arach Gemara's Rav Huna, so then it's totally permitted l'chatzchila to set up such an arrangement if there's going to be enough money. So how does the Rambam, what's the Rambam do with Arach Gemara? So one suggestion was made, I was discussing this yesterday with Jared Rosenfeld. So Jared made a suggestion. He said that maybe, ke'ain, what we said in Rashi, that, yeah, the Rambam learns Arach Gemara is like Reish Lakish. Arach Gemara is Shalok HaHalchus. Shalok HaHalchus. According to Reish Lakish, we have that split between Safka and Lo Safka, like Tosos. That's found the Gemara. What's the Rambam holding? Why can he even do anything? The Rambam can have a middle shita. He can hold in understanding of Reish Lakish. He holds like Rashi Madura Kama. He holds like Tosfos and Adaf Mem Zayin. In his understanding of Rav Huna, he be'etzem holds like the Rashba. That also you can have a split between Safka and Lo Safka. But since for Rav Huna, Mizonos is Iker, and we're more careful about Mizonos. We want to make sure that Mizonos get taken care of. So then Chazal kind of put the brakes on that. And we're good there. You can technically arrange the setup that you can leave the chalas and stuff for the low stuff. If there's enough, you can say, I'm not going to provide mezonos. But Chazal, since they're very concerned about mezonos ikker, so they said, don't do it. But now, fundamentally, he's like the Rashba in Rav Huna, but just not like the Rashba that could be done the chachila. Still, Chazal said, you know, a little gezeira, basically, stay, you know, to make sure that everything would be covered. So that's one way you can say the Rambam. The Rambam along the lines of Oshitim Gubetzes, that the Gemara is like Reish Lakish. Okay. Also, again, a little duchuk to say this Gemara is like Reish Lakish, like we saw from the Ran. It's more mistaber to say that we're at least in Rav Huna Shita, if not also in Rav Huna, you know, without covering both of them. So I thought there might be another explanation for this Rambam. But for that, we have to look into the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. So we look at source number 6 from the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon HaRambam. And says the Shulchan Aruch, HaBaal Amar Ini Zanech Ve'ini Notel Ma'isi Adayach Ein Shom Lo. Just like we saw in the Rambam, that we do not allow a person, a man, to say, I'm not going to provide for you, you just take care of your own needs. Doesn't have a right to say that. However, says the Rama, Aval Yuchal Lomar, but he can say, Si Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, Umasha'eno Maspik Ashalem Lach. Says, I can say to you, look, here's the deal. I'm not going to, you know, let's try to get it, cover our own expenses. You work, you know, you cover whatever you need. If you don't have enough, so then I'll give you some, I'll give you some more money. But let's try to set up the arrangement that that I don't provide for you. And that, he's quoting from the Ran, exactly the lesson of the Ran. And the Beis Shmuel points out here that it sounds like Ifil Ba'al Karcha, which is, I think, how we assumed before in the Rashi and the Ran, that he can make, if he wants this arrangement to be made, he can make this arrangement. As long as, again, he has a chiyuv to provide for her, to make sure she has food, so it's got to be taken care of. Hecha, the safka is what we're talking about. He can say this, but one safka, he can say, Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach. That's straight up what the Ramah says. Now, and the Hagos Ashri in source 7 also quotes from Mordechai, it was a raya from Gideon, that it sounds like it works about Karcha. So there seems to be indication that it works about Karcha. However, the Mordechai is Medayik from a Rashi, if you turn to the backside. Rashi and Daf Kuk Zayin of an Aleph, quoted by this Mordechai you have in the Hagos Ashri in source 7. But Rashi, when he's talking about, again, a case of Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, says Rashi, Chashin and Shema Amar La Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, V'kibla Aleha. She accepted upon herself. He kind of offered an arrangement of Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, and she accepted. And the Mordechai is Medayach from here. The Korban Sanal questions it, but the Mordechai is a Stiyuk, and the Beis Shmuel quotes this, and the Gra quoted. So the Mordechai is Medayach. If you look back to the front side, back in source 7, towards the end of the third to last line, says the Hagos Ashri from the Mordechai, Mitok Perish Rashi, from the chat of Perish Rashi Hacha, this is in the 13th parak, Mashma Dafilu Safka, even if there is enough, Ein Habal Yachal Lomar Lotzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, Elim Ken Kibla. A man cannot make this arrangement of Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach unless he accepts it upon herself, unlike we've been saying in the Ran and the Rashba, that he can just force it upon her. Yeah. He can just kind of say, "This is the way it's going to be." That's what the Achronim, the Rishonim, really are. The Mordechai is Medayik from this Rashi. Oh. Now says the Gra. If you look at source number 9, the Gra says, quotes this idea of Yuchal Lomar, and he says, "Ksubis Kav Zayin Mash Besham Perakamid Gittin Afil Ba Karcha." Like we saw from the Mordechai, Avol. In the first line, Rashi Sham, Sof Dibur Maschil, B'Sheshamu Bo. The truth is, he quotes a different Dibur Maschil. I am the Korban Nesanel, who also has this like the Gra. But anyway, it's in the same context there. Kasav Davka Midaita. The halacha is only when it is this halacha is only when it's Midaita. Only when she accepts it, he can never force upon her an arrangement. See, Ma'isi Adayach was a Messiah. And Mordechai Shama goes Ashri Sham like we just quoted. Then says the Gra, Nira Shezehu Das HaRambam V'Shulchan Aruch Sheshasmu HaBaal V'Chulei, namely that a man cannot say Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach. That's Shah in the Rambam. Shah in the Rambam is that a man cannot force his wife into Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach. Okay, maybe the reason is maybe there won't be enough, but the bottom line is a man cannot force his wife into such an arrangement. If she doesn't want it, if she doesn't want to work, or she doesn't want to do more than she has to, and she wants to make sure that she's supported by her husband, so she has a right to reject an arrangement of Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach. So now what can we say? So I thought, based on this Gra, you say that, what is our Gemara talking about? Again, we're stuck in the Rambam, because the Rambam seems strange. You want to say it's Reish Lakish, hard to say, we don't want to say this is Reish Lakish, and it's hard to say it's Rav Huna according to the Rambam, because if it's Rav Huna, so then we saw that we can't say Tzi Ma'isi Adayach B'mezono Sayach, and our Gemara is fine with it. But based on what we just saw now in the Gra, that the Rambam is like Rashi, that this depends on her acceptance. We could say hachav ma'askin, and she accepted the arrangement. If she accepted the arrangement, it's ma'asi adayich from zonas sayich. So then it goes into the split between heichad safkach and heichad lo safkach. According to that, we have a third explanation of our sugya. Our sugya is assuming like Rav Huna, assuming lahalacha, but we're holding like the Rambam shita, the Rashi shita, that the arrangement of tzimayis yadayich mizonosayich is dependent on her acceptance of it. If she accepts it, it works. If not, and our Gemara is assuming that it was accepted, and that's why we have a split. That's why it's possible to even do with the sukkah. But if she doesn't accept it, for the Rambam, you're not allowed to have such an arrangement. So that's mahalach number three in our sukkah. Any questions before we go on? Okay. Now, there's another issue with the Rambam in our sugya. I'm going to have some of this in mind. Actually, we're going to have this straight in our minds in a moment, what we've just been talking about. But the Rambam, there's a difficult Rambam. So the Rambam quotes our Mishnah a little later in Parak Yud Beis in Hilchos Ishus, which we've been just quoting from before. But if you look in Source 10, the Rambam Parak Yud Beis Halacha Chav Gimel, the Rambam says the following. If a man makes a neder on his wife that she cannot benefit from him, whether it doesn't matter whether he sets the amount of time or he just says El Astam, he just says whenever, wait for 30 days, and says the Rambam, if the end of 30 days go, or sorry, if the neder is up, let's say it was a 20-day neder. Oshalo tamu v'hitter nidro, or it was really going to be longer, but he took it back. Mutav, good, so they could stay married. Vimlav, if you go 30 days and he hasn't undone it. Yotze v'itin ksuba, our Mishnah. Uva osa n'hashloshim yom, tiyahi osa v'ocheles. Okay, she can provide for herself. V'yeechad mechaveira mefarnes osa. And you have to have an arrangement that one of his friends is going to provide for her, like we saw. Osa dvarm shitzricha, whatever she needs, yesha ma'isi adeha. If she doesn't have enough, we have to make sure to provide. Ad kan the Rambam. What's strange about this Rambam? So if you look at our Gemara, what did our Gemara spend this whole half an Amud, or whole Amud really, working on is to figure out the case of the Mishnah. So what did the Gemara say? First possibility of the case of the Mishnah, whereas the Omer law tzimai tzedayach mizon asayach. Dan, you were asking me a little bit about this before. So you said tzimai tzedayach mizon asayach. The Mishnah doesn't, you can't make a neder that she's not going to get hana from you unless you say explicitly tzimai tzedayach mizon asayach. Or the Gemara is another answer, hachot ma'askinan, they're only arusas, and it's just higiyazman, and they're not really married, a complicated ukimta. And the Gemara really rejects the third possibility. One of those two kimdas. We don't find anything of the sort in the Rambam. The Rambam just seems to just quote the Mishnah straight without two kimdas. There's no mention of where he said out "See my tzedayach mizon asayich," and there's also no mention of the second kimda either. That it's talking my skin and he gives man. That's not so surprising. The Rambam would not pick that kimda because that's not really still the ma'isa. But the first kimda at least. Seems to be very difficult. So, the Birchas Avraham suggests a possibility for why the Rambam wouldn't want to go with Yukimtu the Gemara. He doesn't fully answer the question, as we'll see, but he suggests a possibility, and that is the following. Remember, we quoted the Shita of the Rashba, and we said that we think that the Rambam really holds that Maker Adin, that according to Rav Huna, you can say, Tzimai Tzedayat Mazon Tzayat. Okay, maybe we need her acceptance like we developed, but fundamentally you can. And we asked, we just put out the question, how could that be? Meaning, if you have a chiyuv d'oraisa provided mizonos, how could, and the Rambam Paskin is d'oraisa, and the Rashba also assumes d'oraisa, so how could you just say, you know what, you take care of yourself. Just, you know, you just make your money and then I'm not going to provide you mizonos. So how do you understand that? Any thoughts? You have a chiyuv d'oraisa. Let's say she needs, you know, $1,000 a month for food. So I have a chiyuv d'oraisa to provide her $1,000 a month for food. And I say to her, you know what, I'm not going to provide you the money. You make a salary of $1,000, you know, you just take your salary. How can you do that? Yeah.
So reading the Rashi, I mean, it said in one of the footnotes, and these are like my initial instinct, but there are problems with it, that basically, great skill, the money's going to him, and then he has the ability to support her. So he can say, take this cow, that, you know, sell it, and now I'll give her some less for the week. He can say, you know, here's the food exactly as for this crowd. Or he can say, take your mighty dime, as long as it suffices. So it's just a matter of your own from a different place. It's like, you know, it's basically.
Right. So we'll get to your cash in a second.
Okay.
So the Ritva, just quote the Maramakam for that. That's the Ritva. The Ritva also says, like, the Rashba and the Ritva in source 11 says it explicitly, meaning it makes sense to be sparrow what you're saying, but the Ritva actually says it out. The Abba Gabler of Huna, Mizonos Iker, even though according for Huna Mizonos Iker, Yochel who lift Pura, can I think it should say Neged Chovo, Mi Maisi Hadeha, the Mashavas Beacon. So you can pay her off your chov. I mean, it's like I said, you owe her $1,000 a year. So you, like, just like Ariel said, you pay it off by having her take $1,000 of Maisi Hadai. That's the Ritva, says the Pshat is. You want to say Kasha?
Kasha is if in a case where he's mandir her, so that then Lachor, he shouldn't be allowed to give her Mizonos from Maisi Hadai the same way he can't give her from Maisi
Hadai. Right. So Rabbi Chanan, right here on the Gemara, appears to not have had the Ritva. He doesn't quote it at all. Rabbi Chanan just says he just says it can't be pshat on the Gemara. It can't be pshat that when he says Maisi Hadai, it's just a piron. Because, like Ariel's saying, then what does that mean? That means that when she makes money, so really the money is fundamentally mine, and I say to her, you know, okay, you could take those $1,000 that are mine, and that's a payment to you from me. But we said the neder is on all my nechassim. She can't have hana from my nechassim. So how does that make any sense? How does it help you? The question the Gemara had, you can't take a neder. So good. So it can't be that if there's a neder that you're not going to provide a mezonah. Well, the Gemara says, we're going to avoid it. We're going to say, Tzi Maisi Adayach and Mizonos Sayach. But if Tzi Maisi Adayach and Mizonos Sayach is just a different way of paying for Mizonos, so it's the Hadra Kushal Leduchta, it's the same issue. So Rabbi Chanan asks, he doesn't quote the Ritva again, but he just asks his Kasha in the Gemara. So Rabbi Chanan just says, Al Karchach, that's not Pshat. Again, the Ritva says, but the Rabbi Chanan says, Al Karchach, that's not the Pshat. And the pshat rather is that when you enter an agreement of see my siyadak and mizonosayich, so you just are not obligated to provide mizonos anymore. Why? Not sure, but can speculate about that. But once you say see my siyadak and mizonosayich, the lashon of Rav Chanan is nifka mimenu achiyu, something like that. I have written down here. But basically, you don't have a chiyuv anymore. You've obviated. That's the right word. The English word. You've obviated your chiyuv to provide mizonos. That's what Rav Chanan says. In terms of explaining how it's possible, then, I mean, the Ritva was our one explanation. I thought maybe you can say that. I mean, well, two things I'll say. If you look at Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri, has very interesting insight in that first Rambam, in the Rambam mizonos, the Dalei Beis. So he basically says has a whole mahalach. Really, nowadays, mizonos only drabanan. The Chazal undid the din d'oraisa mizonos. Ayin sham, very interesting, not very long, very interesting ha'ara, which I was very excited about because I made the same diuk he made. I didn't put it all together, I didn't have a whole mahalach like he does. But so that's one approach, what he would say. But I thought maybe you could just say that the chi of mizonos is to, or you're not, at the end of the day, if she has what she needs, you're not chayav. It's not that it's a tashlum. You know, you're not chayiv anymore if she has enough money. So the chayiv is to provide her food. But she has food. So you're just not chayiv to provide her more food than she needs. Yeah.
The problem is really with the mizonos, it's with the maaseh yadayim. In other words, so as long as he's getting the maaseh yadayim, right, she is taking something that is his and using it for...
No. But if he says see Maisa Das Mizonosayach, he's saying Mizonos, right, he's Mocha, the Maisa Dime are yours, the Mizonos are mine, and that's it. We asked before, what do you mean? There's Zinda Rice, you have to provide Mizonos. So you can say, but Maisa is Potter. She has what she needs, so he's not Chayiv anymore. It's not that he was Mekayim Eschiyu by paying. He didn't provide Mizonos. He didn't provide mezonos. But what can he do? He's not chayev anymore if she has food. Yeah.
This is also a bit of a dangerous shot, because then you get into the RCA prenup, right? So things like that are predicated on the assumption that there is a chiyuv to constantly be korea mezonos, right? If you have a woman who has even a couple thousand dollars in the bank, so there's no chiyuv mezonos now.
It's interesting. And we're going to see another indication to this dot in a minute. Let's hold off on that thought. We're going to come back to see this another way. So that is that seems to be just an interesting ha'ara that Rabbi Chanan has. The ritva is very difficult, and the Birchas Avraham suggests that maybe the Rambam shied. Maybe the Rambam really understood Tzimai Siyadak and Mizono Sayach. Leaving this out, the sugya Tzimai Siyadak and Mizono Sayach is not a sugya connected necessarily to being Mudr Hana. You could just say we're not taking any nedarim. I just say see my tzedak and zonos. I how does it work? What about the chiyuv zonos? So maybe the Rambam really learned like the Ritva. The Rambam learned that when you say see my tzedak and zonos, it's just a way of paying off the mazonos. But then that can't help you in our sugya. So maybe led the Rambam to reject the first two kinds of the Gemara because he understood like the Ritva. Again, it's difficult. The Ritva is just difficult in our sugya. Again, fundamentally, the Ritva is not problematic in terms of the raising of Tzimai Tzedak and Mizonos Sayach. It just doesn't help you for our Gemara. And instead of, like Rabbi Chanan did, and change the understanding of Tzimai Tzedak and Mizonos Sayach, the Rambam just rejected our Gemara. How the Gemara said it, I don't know, but maybe that's what it suggests. This is not the complete shot for the Rambam, though, because the Rambam doesn't even have the second Kimta. So if he doesn't have the first Kimta, he doesn't have the second Kimta, so how does he explain the Mishnah? So if you want, you can see the Magen Mishnah there, the Kesef Mishnah there, I think, quotes the whole Ran, but it's really the Ran here on Lamed Aleph Beis. The Hemtuk of that Ran that I quoted earlier, where the Ran is the whole Mahalach, it says, but the whole Gemara is the little Tilchasa, going back to the original question from the beginning of the Gemara. But Ayin Shom, we're not going to get into that for now. So the last issue to deal with, and this will come back a little bit more to what we just spoke about, how to understand what Mizonos is all about, is based on the rush. Now, it is a question we discussed earlier when we discussed the Mishnah at the end of Apalpi, where the Mishnah there talks about an arrangement where you provide for your wife Ayidei Shlish. That was what the Mishnah had on Samach Dalam Rebbeis. So a very similar arrangement to where we have here. If you take a neder, you provide Ayidei Paras. And then you provide Ayidei Shlish. And the rush asks, in source 12, the Gemara says that you can't have the parnas more than 30 days. The Gemara gives different reasons on Ayin Beis, but you can't have a parnas more than 30 days. Back in Afal Pi, Tanan Hamashras Ishalayde Shlish. What's the arrangement going to be? Alma Yachala Parnasa Ayde Shlish called Vanchiyitza. There's no limitation there, there's no time limit there. It just tells you what you should do if that's going to be the arrangement. So why here do we have such problems with the arrangement that someone else is providing? And over there, we're fine with the arrangement that she's getting via someone else. So the Rush has his teretz. The Rush says that Yishomer the Hedira Shiny. Okay, I don't know what that means yet. She says sometimes it's different here where you took a neder. We'll come back to that. But then he quotes from the Yerushalmi. This we quoted, we did quote the Yerushalmi at the time. And the Yerushalmi says, Parich. The Yerushalmi actually asked this question. Our Gemara doesn't ask the question. The Yerushalmi asked the question, Parach v'yamid parnas, and meaning the Yerushalmi is asking, why don't you have a parnas for more than 30 days? What's the problem? Says the Yerushalmi, Rishus b'yad isha lomar yevshilis parnas me'acher elamei b'ayli. A woman can say, I don't want to have these provided by a parnas, I want to be provided by my husband. Ay, v'hatanina n'hamashras ishto ayde shlish. It says there you can do it ayde shlish. Says the Yerushalmi, kan shekibla aleha, Khan kishalo kibla aleha. Depends on whether she accepted it. And I kishalo kibla aleha. So if our Mishnah is lo kibla aleha, she's not happy with this arrangement. She does not want to be provided for Ayde Shlish, Ayde Parnas. So then I feel yo mecha lo yamid, even one day. Why does he want to say, why wait 30 days? So that milgalgal zimo lamid yom shema yim tepezel. The Midrash of the Gemara speaks out, okay, give it 30 days, maybe he'll take it back. Ad Khan Yerushalmi. So that is, that's one answer. Now the Rambam, we spoke about this Rambam at the time, the Rambam source number 13 clearly does not hold this way, or pretty clear doesn't hold this way, because says the Rambam, Baal sherotza litein leishto mezonos haru'uyos lo v'ti ocheles v'shotza la'atzma v'uocha v'shotza la'atzma harashus biyado. So he has, if a man wants to set up, basically he's quoting the Mishnah Samach Talmud or Beis, if a man wants to provide for his wife Ayde Shush, he can. Point out the Ritva and the Magen Mishnah, Mashma Fil Bal Karcha. If he wants to make such an arrangement, he can. So he's clearly not assuming, right, the Yerushalmi said that the Mishnah back on Samach Talmud or Beis was Bishak Kibla, where she accepted upon herself the arrangement. The Rambam is saying it's true even Bishalo Kibla. And the Korban Asanel, on the Rush here is Medayik. The Rush also must hold this way because the Rush doesn't give us answer. We saw Hidira Shiny, and the Rush doesn't have the Chiluk of Yerushalmi, so there's no reason to make that Chiluk, and the Rush would agree that the arrangement can be made Afilu Bal Karcha. So now, what is Pshat with the. What is Pshat Hidira Shiny? So yeah, the Rush says it. Why is our Mishnah different than the Mishnah earlier on? So we saw at the time also the Magen Mishnah in Source 14. We're reading inside again. The Magen Mishnah basically says it's a tarti, the griusa. It's a combination of the fact that there's not only is she not in the house, but there's also an Isser Hana, and therefore they can't eat together on Friday night, and so it's just a bad situation. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. But what I want to just focus on is briefly actually, the Korban Asanel says a little bit different, not that it's just like so bad that you can't even eat together on Friday night, but the Korban Asanel's lashon on this the Rush is zila b'milsa. It's a disgrace. She feels horrible. Sounds like he's saying that she had a neder. The husband took a neder that his wife can't benefit from his food, can't eat in his house. What kind of marriage is that? That's a terrible, terrible relationship. What's the lashon on Gemara? So the Yerushalmi seems to say that the lashon on the Gemara is zila b'milsa, that you're not eating at home. And people are going to find out, like, oh, look, she's not eating at home. Whoa, that's weird. Not because of the nether, per se, just that she's not eating at home. But for the Rush, it's the zilzal of having a nether be placed on her. That is what is so bad. That's the chilak. Al kol panim, the Beis Yaakov has a kasha. The Nisbal Nesivos and the Beis Yaakov and Mishas Tzubis have a question. The whole Gemara, what was the initial kasha of the Gemara? The initial kasha of the Gemara was, how can it be that a man can take a neder that his wife can't be nana from his mzonos? He's mishubad, right? According to the Rush, let's say what happens if he takes a neder? Right. Let's read it inside the Beis Yaakov. L'chol kasha. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. My machsha hashas hakevon shehachiyuv lo ba rak b'shas haneder chal. He says that the chiyuv, in other words, I think what he's saying is that the chiyuv to provide, 1 second. The lashon's a little hard to understand, but basically what he's getting at, and he quotes Tosfos on later on in the Beis, he's basically saying at the moment you take the neder, right? Are you mechuyev to have her eat your food? Or is there another option? So according to the Yerushalmi, no other option, because she hasn't accepted upon herself an arrangement to have someone else provide, you are mechuyev to pay for. So if you take a neder now that she can't have your stuff, so then that's not going to be chal, because you're meshuvah. But according to the Rush, at the moment that you take the neder, are you meshuvah? No. If you want, like the Rambam said, I feel about karcha, you couldn't provide for her ayde acher. So why can't the nether be chal? Good, the nether will be chal. And he says, again, the lashon, I'm not sure exactly how to read that, basically, the lashon right there, achiyuv. But basically what he's asking is that at the moment that you're taking the nether, what's the problem? The nether will be chal, and you provide ayde parnas. I think he's saying that the chiyuv, meaning the negative situation of having to provide a day of parnas that we're going to say Yosef, you take tzuba, that didn't exist before at the time. It only was through your neder, so now you got into a situation where it's bad. That we said it's a zilzal to be a day of parnas, but fundamentally there's no, and the din of mamonos is no problem. So that's the basic Yaakov's kasha. According to the Rush and the Rambam, the moment you take the neder should be chal. Why? Because it's not a stira, it's your chiyuv mezonos. Your chiyuv mezonos can be fulfilled a day of parnas. The third party. So that's basically Agas Kasha, and is also an answer that's hard to understand. Says the Brachas Avraham, beautiful terrace. So what's the hanacha of that kasha? Coming back to your point, Ariel. The hanacha of the kasha is that you're yotze, you're chiyav mezonos, whether she eats in your house or you have someone else pay, give her food. You're yotze, chiyav mezonos. Says the Birchas Avram, that is a fundamental misunderstanding of chiyav mezonos. The chiyav mezonos is for you to feed your wife, for her to eat in your house. So what's pshat? That you can have it al-yidei shlish. What's pshat in the Mishnah Samach Dalet? The pshat is, like we were saying before, if you had someone else provide for her, so you don't have your putter. Did you do your mitzvah? Did you do the mitzvah of supporting your wife? Did you fulfill your chiyuv as a husband to give to your wife and provide her food? No, not at all. But Lamaisa, you don't have to pay anymore because she's provided for. Like we said before, maybe in Rav Elchanan, there's Maisi Adayim, so she has enough Maisi Adayim. So you don't have to, you're putter. Were you Mekayim any chiyuv bailus? Were you Mekayim the chiyuv ishus to provide your wife food? No, you weren't Mekayim it, but you're still putter. And therefore, according to this, says the Birchas Avram, so is there a problem with this neder? Yes, the problem with neder. The neder goes against a chiyuv. You can have a parnas provide, but it doesn't matter. You're not going to be yosei your chiyuv ayidei the parnas. So the neder is clashing directly with the chiyuv. The Beis Yaakov assumed that it's not a clash with your chiyuv, because ayidei the parnas, you're paying your chiyuv. Says the Birchas Avram, no, it's a direct clash, because your chiyuv is for you to provide, feed your wife in your home, not just merely get her the money. And you see, so, and I think this goes back to what we were saying before, why we might reject that ritva. The ritva also is assuming it's just about getting her the money. So you get her the money through a ma'isi adayim, you get her the money through a parnas. Either way, she's just getting the money. You're mekayim, that the ritva was basically saying. Comes the Birchas Avram to say, v'das harash, no, the chiyuv mezonos is a chiyuv bailus. It's a chiyuv in the marriage, in the relationship for a man to provide for his wife and to feed his wife. And there's no other way to be yotze that. There's no other way to be able to do it other than just actually feeding her. Even if you somehow get someone else to give her money, that's not going to be mekayim your chiyuv. That may be poter you. You may not have to provide any more if she has enough money. But it's not going to be a kiyum of your chiyuv. Now, you don't have to say the same thing that we were saying before, Ariel, this getting into your, you know, the prenup issue. So that would be in Rav Elchanan. You see, Rav Elchanan is not necessarily, you could say that you're with Maisi Adayim, you still are chayav. I don't know. It would be hard to say. Maybe with Maisi Adayim, you're still chayav, but not with the Ayidei Shlish. Not sure. But this another indication of this yisod, that chiyuv is for you to provide, and it's you just putter. If she already has. Are you? You may or not be. You mean? What do you mean? Well, I don't understand the question. Right. But you don't have your chiyuv. That's not that. That is just obviating your chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to provide her, to feed her. If you take a neder, you won't. Go ahead, Matthew. Go get make Mara. We'll get there soon. But if you go ahead and you negate that chiyuv by taking a neder that you can't take her mezonos, then that can't be chal. Even though there's a way to become putter, that's not a way to be yosei your chiyuv. That's what the Birchas Avram says. And therefore, it is a clash, and the neder shouldn't be chal. Okay, so.